Hi, I'm Esty.
Hi, I'm Danielle.
And I'm Alana.
And we are
Hi-em.
Into the moment like I'm standing at the edge.
Hi-em, three sisters from California, have been singing together their whole lives. They started out performing with their parents at local clubs and country fairs under the name Rocking Hi-em. Then, when they were old enough to go out on their own, they did, and it's been a crazy ride ever since. The three sisters have been touring for close to 7 years, playing some of the biggest music festivals around the world. All that touring has made them so close, they finish each other's sentences.
Sometimes they finish each other's sandwiches.
Last week, Hi-em released their very first album. It's called Days Are Gone. I recently talked with the three sisters, and Danielle told me they started making music young, really young.
When I was around 3 years old, my dad put me on the drums, and he kind of put all of us on the drums and taught us very kind of rudimental rhythms and stuff, and we all really took to it really well. And then once we got a little older, my mom brought out her acoustic guitar and would teach us kind of simplified Joni Mitchell songs and Beatles songs. And we grew up in L.A., and all you kind of do in L.A. is just spend your whole day in the car, you know, driving from place to place. And my parents just would always put on the radio full blast, and we'd listen to different stations and different types of music. And they were just big music lovers, so I think that kind of seeped into our brains.
Let me out, let me in, I gave you everything I could give. You try to make, you tickle everything you can't make. Go so easily, go on, get out when you leave. I will wait, I will want, until the day you better get let it out.
Some great drumming on this album, on that song in particular. It's got kind of a tribal feel to it. Who's playing on that track?
Danielle.
Yeah, Danielle
played
plays
all the drums on the record.
That's just what we grew up doing in our living room, was having like these drum battles with our dad. He would bring us into the living room, and we have like three sets of drums kind of set up, and timbales and congas and bongos and just kind of an array of percussion. We call it the cushion box. You know, my dad would start a beat and we would each try and follow along, and then we would kind of riff off each other.
Esty, I understand you went to UCLA and studied Bulgarian music.
I did. I did Bulgarian music and I also did Brazilian percussion. Those were the two emphases that I had. I learned all about ethnomusicology, but my two emphases were Bulgarian folk singing and Brazilian carnival drumming and candomblé.
So for some reason, the Brazilian music, that's kind of in the ether a lot. But Bulgarian music, what was in there that captured your imagination?
Have you heard any Bulgarian music?
I guess I haven't.
Okay, well, there's a record you need to get called The Mystery of Bulgarian Voices, and be prepared to get some chills. So bring a blanket and maybe a glass of fine red wine, maybe a Merlot.
Okay.
And just listen to it. The women in this choral group, these women don't really know how to necessarily like read music, but they learn everything by ear. And it's kind of incredible the way that it happens.
Can you give me like one bar of a traditional Bulgarian song?
Yeah, I can give you a bar. I have to put my headphones off. It's not going to sound as good because there aren't the harmonies to go on top
of
it, but it's kind of the timbre of the voice, okay?
Yeah.
Ready? Entendendo, entendendo, etaka, bataka, na pridile, capajeto, etaka, bataka.
Nice.
Yeah. That was awesome.
Thank you. It's really awesome. I mean, we have family in Bulgaria, in Sofia, so
wow.
It's kind of like, when I first heard it, my first year at UCLA, it was a weird thing for me because I had this connection to it that I didn't really know existed. I mean, I knew that I had family there, but I really started loving it. And I got back up when I lost
control over me. Let's listen to another song. This is Days Are Gone. Couldn't take no more. Why this song as the title track?
Sums up a lot of things for us. It sums up the early days of our band. That kind of period is kind of gone, and also it summed up all the days in the studio that, you know, maybe we missed a couple deadlines.
Yeah.
You know, we've been a band since 2007, just kind of playing in LA at any little club we could play at. So we've been at it for a couple years, and now we're excited that we can release an album that people are ready to hear.
So when you say the passing of the days in your band, you mean the band you were in with your parents?
No,
that
I think
band actually is
still going strong.
Oh, really?
Rockenheim.
Rockenheim is alive and well, my
Rockenheim
friend.
Is kicking it. They come on tour with us, and usually when they're on tour, you can kind of expect for them to come on stage for the encore and play a song. Usually it's like one of our songs from Rockenheim.
When did it strike you that maybe playing in a band with your parents wasn't maybe so cool anymore?
I think it's super cool. There was like a time where I was like, maybe I was like 14 and like angsty teen, like, Mom, stop playing music with us. God. Like every teenager does. But like, honestly, like I look back on it and it's the coolest thing ever. Like my, it's like not like we were playing songs that weren't dope. Like yeah. We played really, really cool songs and songs that I still listen to this day.
There were some missteps. There were some. Not gonna lie.
There was, my dad definitely did want to play a Rob Thomas Santana song.
Give me a hot margarita. I'll just forget about it.
Give me your hot margarita. Or else forget about it.
He really wanted us to play that song, and that was like one time where we were like, Dad,
no,
I'm sorry, I can't play Rob Thomas and Santana. Like, yeah. it's not going
to
happen.
Was there, I mean, would your parents have been really disappointed if none of you turned out to be musical? I mean,
oh
luckily
God.
It worked
no.
out.
No.
I don't
no
think
way.
They necessarily wanted to become a professional.
Yeah, no, I think really? They were, I, my parents were just super, I mean, when growing up, they were super supportive of the arts. My mom was also an art teacher. She was like the hippie, cool art teacher and like would let her students come in at lunch and like paint their feelings.
Yeah.
And they knew how important like the arts were to like expressing yourself. None of us got the art gene from my mom. I don't know where the visual art gene was just not. I don't know what happened. I think my mom's a little bit bummed about it. My dad always says that we got our music gene from my dad. And my mom's like, well, what about the art gene?
Yeah.
but yeah, so my parents were, I mean, what like kid would be bummed that your parents are like, please play rock music.
Yeah.
Can you just please,
yeah.
just please, for us, can
do
you play rock music? Like, any kid would be like, dope. Like, down. Like, it's all like, I'm gonna rebel and play Ravel.
Yeah, there we go. There's your autobiography. There's your PSA.
Well, it's been so fun to talk with you guys. Alana, Danielle, and Esti Haim joined me from the BBC in London. Their debut album is out. Thanks, you guys. Have fun with everything.
Thank you.
Thank you
Thank
so
you.
Much.
Good night. I know there's nothing good in goodbye. But you lead me to no other line. No other line. Eyes wide.
You can listen to Days Are Gone in its entirety at nprmusic.org for a few more days. Go check it out. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Rachel Martin.